welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Glad that you're listening in today. We continued in our series we're calling Under the Sun, where we're looking at the book of Ecclesiastes. And what we're saying every week is that God offers a full life in an empty world. Solomon was an incredible king that under his leadership, God blessed Israel in a way that Israel has never been blessed before or since. In that time when Solomon was king, they built the ancient temple, which was one of the ancient wonders of the world, and it became a symbol to every nation around it. He had built a palace and cities and strongholds. He had so much wealth. Solomon was a man who had everything. And he decided to make an endeavor to figure out if life could have meaning apart from God. He uses the term under the sun, and the best way I can describe that term is to say that if you take away God's revelation and his interaction with humankind, if you take away any reasoning of God, take him and just get rid of God completely, what's the best that humans can come up with to reason and make sense out of life? This is what Solomon tried to do, and in chapter 3, he wrote his famous little section that was made famous by The Byrds, a band in 1965 that wrote the song Turn, 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 or I'm sorry, played the song. It became number one. This is where he says, there's a time for everything under heaven. A time to born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck. And it goes on and on and on and talks about all the different things that can happen in life. And the thing is, when he's saying it, he's basically saying that these things happen whether you want them to or not. All the good things that happen and the things you try to avoid are all going to happen. And even though you try to avoid them, they're still going to be part of the seasons of life. And what he's saying is that regardless of what he's endeavored to find out, you know, whether he spent all his money and he tried to build cities and all the things that he did, he had 100 ladies in his life and 72 children. He's saying these things still happen. The good and the bad still happen to everybody under the sun is what he's saying. And then he writes this in verse 11 of chapter 2, or 3 rather. It says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning until the end. It's a very interesting statement he makes. And he's basically saying that God has made everything beautiful in its time. The word beautiful there basically means appropriate. That God has a purpose. He's doing the very thing that he set out to do, and he's making everything perfect in its time. That means Solomon acknowledges on this side of this endeavor of searching for meaning, when he's looking back on his entire search and realizing it's all meaningless, it's all like trying to grasp vapor. And he's looking back and saying he can tell and see that God is the one who makes these situations in life, these changes that keep happening, whether good or bad. And he says, and he has set eternity in our hearts. Even though we can't fathom what it is that God does, he's saying there that we look and want purpose and meaning to be part of our mindset, part of our heart, but we don't understand how God uses these things, the good and the bad. In essence, what he's saying is that apart from God, the best you can do is try to make sense of what's happening to you and try to enjoy it. But when you understand from an eternal perspective, you realize that God is using all these things for purposes that go beyond what you and I can understand. We don't understand that, you know, when we're kids, circumstances and situations that we have as kids help shape us as adults, sometimes for good and sometimes for bad. And sometimes those things that happen to us that are really good were really meant because God's trying to draw us close to him. Sometimes things that happen to us that we would consider really bad, God is teaching us something about himself that and about ourselves, that learning to lean onto him and to trust him with our lives. Sometimes it's because he's trying to shape us or even to help other people down the road that we have no idea. The thing is, we don't understand how it all works. And what Solomon is saying, that God has made everything beautiful in its time, is that God is working it all out. Now, we know that on this side of the cross. We see that in Romans 8:28 when he says, he uses all things together for the good, for those who are called according to his purposes, for those who love him. I mean, we recognize that on this side of the cross, that God has a purpose for all these things. And most of us would say, looking back on our lives, it was the hardest things we went through that God taught us the most and prepared us for the things he had coming in new seasons. It's just difficult in the season when it's difficult to trust God. And yet God is teaching us that in light of eternity, all the things are made together for his purposes and he makes them beautiful in his time. God, I pray you teach us to trust in you. Teach us to trust in you for the hard times, for the good times, for all times, God, that whatever you want to do in and through our lives, Lord, that we would trust in you. Give us peace to know that you are good. It's your name we pray. Amen. Well, take a second and think through just even some of the times that you've went through that were difficult, but God used them. God used them to change you, to grow you closer in your relationship with God. And before you go on to your next thing, thank God for those times and thank God for the way he's using you and ask him to put trust in your heart, peace in your heart for the times you might be going through if they're difficult right now. Well, till next time, God bless.